Pimpria and Satan Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. But we see that the service of Gadadhar Pandit is more valuable than Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya. It is correct?
Correct.
Because Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Vaikunthi Bhav. Understand?
Yes.
But Gadadhar always reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Radha and Krishna. Always. By his Srimad Bhagavat Bhakta, by his any activity, when he reads Varaha Pidam Vatavar Bapu Karnayo Karnitara Sitrakada, he himself sends and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a disguise as a Brahmin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in inner, he is feeling that I am Radhika.
And Gadadhar?
Gadadhar fills that bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and helps. But Vishnu Priya does not help in this matter.
Suppose
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like this. Always in Srimad Bhagavat Vyakhya and all other things. He lives with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if Radhika is with him, but in this life.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. And Gadadhar Pandit is also in that mood. Gadadhar Pandit is the extension of Radharani.
No.
No.
Because I've written that way. Radharani is himself Gadadhar Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not himself Radharani. No? He is Krishna. But he has taken the bhav and kanti of Srimati Radhika. Only. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself, herself Radhika.
But Gaur Gadadhar worship is not worship of Radha Krishna.
No. Not as a Radha Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worship Radha Krishna.
No. By Gaur Mantra, by Gaur Gadadhar worship, we will have Krishna prayer. Gopi prayer.
Yeah. Why would someone worship Gaur Gadadhar rather than Gaur Mantra? Just like we are worshipping Gaur Mithai, that is like Krishna Balaram. But the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is giving mood.
Gaur Gadadhar, no, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, service will lead us to Sakhara. And Gaur Gadadhar will take us in Madhura.
But it's mentioned that unless one has a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot have Radha Krishna service.
Because he is in Anang Manjari.
That was our next question.
Because. But outwardly, he is Sakhara.
And inwardly?
Inwardly, Madhura. But not in the shape of Baldev and Nityananda Prabhu.
No.
Krishna of Kaviraj, he says that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, attained.
But as a Ananga Manjari.
Now, Ananga Manjari is a Manjari of Baladev, for Baladev. That is that. She is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Navadvip Bhavacharanga, says that Ananga Manjari is my life and soul. And by her grace,
I've read. So when we want this thing, seeing Nityananda too will see in Nityananda Anangamangari. And we are not seeing Anangamangari in Nityananda Prabhu, then success will come. If he prays Nityananda Prabhu, that kindly give us that position. Yes? Then by his mercy, you will have Gopika.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says as Kama Mangari that Ananda Mangari will lead me to the feet of Rupa Mangari and Lalita.
Nityananda then become Ananda Mangari and he will lead us to the feet of Srimati Radhika.
Does Ananda Mangari claim in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
Certainly. So much.
And at the same time in the pastimes of Balaram.
Balaram is doing? In his Balaram state, he will Baldev, Yashoda, that is Vatsalaras, Sakharas, and Dasharas, there are adjectives only. They support Madhur Ras only.
The other rasas are adjectives to material.
They support. Because without supporting, Madhur Ras cannot be. Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together. Lalita and all others, no? And doing anything, talking and gambling or anything, very freely. This how that at once they saw Baldev Prabhu is going by the way. And he might have seen. At once a rush comes, just so that the Radhika Devi put like this and goes in room and sees what to do. No? And Krishna also becomes same, sinful. And Lalita also. Then a rush goes to a higher degree. No? As if Jatila comes and makes higher that love. In the same way. If Yashoda calls Srimati Radhika in her home to cook food for Krishna. She was not ready to come anyhow by the Yog Maya and by the help of Lalita Vishakha and Kundalata, she comes. When he comes, अरे तो ओके सॉरी तो व्हेन शी कम्स इन द हाउस यशोदा देवी शी पुट्स हर हेड ऑन द यशोदा फीट एंड शी टुक इन एम्ब्रेसेस श्रीमती राधिका. Krishna is seeing from hidden from anywhere. Now she orders Srimati Radhika, be ready, everything is ready, you should cook. She put up her so many cloths and takes wear very lean and thin dresses useful for cook. Krishna is waiting from garden and she does cook, she is cooking and she Krishna is saying, also Srimati Radhika is saying, if there was no Yashodama and Nandbaba, this meeting could not be done. So it helps. For a delay, you know. So, let's go.
Who is that old Mahavir?
Mahavir's good sister.
She is of 90 or 94 years. She has given everything, about 20 bigas of land, everything to our Gurudev, that in the she will live in his, her own home, but she will come anytime. Now she is too old, so she is here and waiting for to go there. She has done so lot of seva in her young age. So we are very indebted to her.
So, what is the relationship of a Nanga Manjari? As a Manjari, she does what all the Manjaris do. She is like the
she other. Is something more than Manjari. Not Manjari. Name is Anang Manjari. But he is free Naika. Free Naika, you know?
Yes. Does she directly, sometimes she is directly with Krishna.
And sometimes she does like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has so much regard for Anang Manjari. She has some power.
Lord Balaram, he has his own gopis, but Ananga Manjari is not one of his.
Ananga Manjari of Krishna. Certainly.
You had a question, Gopi.
When I was here with Guru Rajman, we discussed the connection between the Bhagavad Sampradaya, connection between Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur. But yet we see that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he had a Diksha Guru who was very much attached to, I think, and even was a Manjari, I think. I think in the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, I think he mentioned that Manjari who was his Diksha Guru. But yet, his relationship
with Narottama.
With Narottama, I thought. Yes. So what is his relationship with his Guru Maharaj, who was also a Manjari?
I have not read that he was Manjari. I will have to see.
Even so, that the primary relationship is with Narottama.
She may have a relation with his school guru or any guru. Perhaps school guru.
No, didn't
he? Perhaps I know that school guru or living in his house, in his home. It may be.
Like
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Like Nandanacharya? Raghunatha?
Yadunandanacharya? No, Yadunandan was qualified.
Very qualified.
And he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Haridas Thakur of Dvaitacharya, Sivasuddha Vaishnava.
Diksha Guru of Vishnu Chakravarti was not like that.
He have not researched. He may be, but he has not disclosed anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. He has, as far as I know, he has always remained Rupa Goswami, Narottam Thakur. In Sar Goswami Master, it is of Srinivasa Acharya. In Stokalpadrum, Vishwanatha Thakur always writes Narottam Thakur and Rupa Goswami.
Next
one, Tulasi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, and others. We should also can give Kire. Other means, yeah, other means, we can give
important.
I'm not, I know the word, but preference and doing pranam,
respect.
Anyone who helps in our bhajan, if a man is kanishta, yet he has helped us, as a vat pradatta guru, we respect them. So this Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Raghunath Das Goswami, they have respected their kul guru or anyone. It is not fault. We should respect. So they have respected, but not like a paramarthic guru. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done pranam in Chaitanya Charitamrita to his Gurudev. But he always remembering Rupa, Raghunath, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and all others.
Now, someone may say, some devotees in ISKCON might say, if they are coming, joining now, after the departure of our Guru Maharaj, they may say that I have got some respect for my Diksha Guru, but my real feeling is for.
No, there it will not be done.
What is the reason? What is the difference?
Because we know that they were Siddha. They were not ordinary Vaishnavas.
Who?
Your Gurudev, my Gurudev.
But they may say that I have, my real faith is on
any person.
No, say our Guru Maharaj. They may say
Siddhar Maharaj.
They may say that their real faith is on A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and my Diksha Guru, who is his disciple. I have some.
They were Siddha. We are not Siddha.
The disciple was also Siddha.
The disciple were also Siddha and they were also Siddha. And they were.
Because then they use the example of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, that his real feeling was for Narottam Das, not for someone.
No, I told you that I have not seen who was his guru, actually. And he has not told.
So they may say in the same way, we really have have our feelings for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is enough, because he is actually perfect.
No, it is not. Because everything has been done by his Gurudev. He may feel that he is not Siddhar Siddhar, but he will have to have the idea that he is Bhagavat Swarup. A god brother can say like this, but Shishya should not.
Is this the Bhagavad Sampradaya scene? It seems to be almost Raganuga Sampradaya.
Okay. Raganuga and especially of Madhura. Raganuga may be Dasya Sakha Vatsal and Madhura 4. No? 4 may be Raganuga, but not Madhura. Unnat Ujjwala Rasa.
So it is actually for very advanced to do this. And appreciate someone.
It may be not advanced, maybe advanced, but the souls who have seed in her heart, in their heart, of Madhur Bhav, they will be at come to here, come to here.
I received one letter from one devotee who was in Vrindavan recently, and he is very expert in Sanskrit, and he is going to translate Sandarbhas.
Sandarbhas.
Yeah, and he asked me to ask you one question, that he is working on Tattva Sandarbha, and he wants to know if he should make use of Radha Mohan Goswami's commentary and of Haridas Shastri's Hindi notes. So he said, would it be possible to ask Narayan Raj for his opinion on this? Some scholars make Radha Mohan Goswami out to be Baladev Vidyabhusan's like enemy. But I am not so sure. Even if he was explicitly or directly opposed to Baladev and to his claim of our connection with the Madhva Sampradaya, does that mean I should completely ignore his commentary?
We reject this idea. Or Guru Maharaj was deadly against this principle that Baladev was anyhow impressed by Madhva.
Right.
He was in Madhva at first, but he left that sampradaya and came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thapa. At first Puri, Radha Damodar, and there he read Sat-Sandarbha, Bhagavad Sandarbha and all the Sandarbha. And then at last he left and he came to Vrindavan. And by the association of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he took everything what our Goswami had. He has written Bhashya Pithak, that is Siddhanta Darpanam, Siddhanta Ratna, and after that he wrote Govinda Bhashya, but all according to Jiva Goswami. He had added something, but for the pushti of
nourishment.
So there is no different thing in Baladev. So Rasik Mohan also be taken. He has written, I have read his everything, and I think that it is so much helpful. There is no difference between Baladev Vidyabhusan idea and Rasik Mohan.
And Radha Mohan.
Radha Mohan. He was also a learned person.
And Haridas Shastri.
Can he use his notes?
He has done only on this thing, basis of Radha Mohan. his notes were not so appreciable. He knows something, but he cannot do in a link so beautiful manner. I'm not satisfied with Haridas Shastri. But Radha Mohan is a dullness person.
Is he still living?
Who? আচ্ছা একটু পরেই ওয়ান আওয়ার হ্যাজ পার হ্যাভ বিন টেকেন
45 minutes,
I think. Acha,
we have
50 minutes
more.
But
we are
not
well.
So he can do this by Radha Mohan.
Gopi?
Gopi Purana Janata.
I have read Radha Mohan. He has done so good commentary. Satyananda is one of the learned persons, but he has done Tattva Sandarbha, but we don't appreciate. Our Guru Maharaj was something against, because he has differentiated between Baldev Vidyabhushan, and he has tried to prove that he was of Madhva Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that when he differentiates between Gaudiya Vaishnava and Balde, he is Kali Chela. Kali Chela, you know?
Now, at the Chaitanya Math, there's Isodhya. At Chaitanya Math of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, there's one Govardhan Hill,
Radhakund,
Shyamkund. So, how do we understand those places?
Yes. We see that there is Radhakund there. Govardhan Hill is here in this Kuliagram. Bahulaban is there. Some are burned out there. So, and on the other hand, we see that Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Govardhan is there. We also see that Rupa and Sanatana has discovered Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhan, Tamal Vriksha, Kadamba Vriksha at Ramkeli Gram. How it is possible? Uttam Adhikari can create something for their bhajan nistha. They are sitting in under Tamal Vriksha and Kadambra Vriksha, and sitting on the bank of Radha and Kund, they are remembering the Ashtakaliya Leela there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has thought that at Swarup Ganj, there is Swananda Sukhada Kunja. Swananda Sukhada Kunja is in the midst of Radha Kunda. No? So he has invented Swananda Sukhada Kunja, and in the Kunj, he is serving Radha and Krishna. In our heart, we see, remember all these past times. We'll have to create Radha Kund there.
In our heart.
So, also. So, it is for Uttama Adhikari, they can create so for their bhajan. In Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
he saw Chatak Parvat, but he don't saw their Chatak Parvat. He saw Govardhan Hills. And ocean as Radha Kunda Nishyam, Kunda in Jamuna. That Jagannath Vatika as a Vrindavan. So a person doing bhajan, Brajbhav, he can see. And we should also follow, try to follow. We may not follow, but we should try. I was also in a mood when I was here and constructing all these things. I had made up in my mind that two sarovar I will build there.
Radha
Kundan Sampo. And from Vrindavan, I will bring a kadamba plant and other tamal plant, and I will do it. And there will erect a kunj there. And daily in morning, I will go there and see and pray as if I have come to Radha Kundan Sampo. You have also something. You have also. You are same to me.
Trying to be. This is about the only similarity so far.
How you have got cold? You are a young person.
Huh?
Young person.
You can catch cold very easily. At lunch, he drank a cold drink. From the standing, I think. Either from the standing.
No.
So, by mind and by tarka, worldly tarka, mundane tarka, we cannot reconcile all these things. But by bhajan nishtha, our Goswamis has reconciled all these things. It is helpful for aradhana of Radhayana. We can do anywhere. If we see cuckoo or peacock, only a feather of peacock that Murari Gupta fell down from there, as if he has come in Vrindavan and seeing all these things.
He had a question about Nilachal.
Now, the highest ecstasy of Radharani in separation was experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So in Swaita Dweep, in Aprakat Vila, is there any comparison of Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation in Nilachal there?
In Swaita Dweep, all these lila are there. Nilachal Dham also may be there. Yes, yes. But we know that all Goswamis have told that Nilachal is as Jagannath in Dwarkapuri. So, as a Dwarkapuri, it may be, or in Swaita Dweep, it be as Nilachal. It may be. We have no real experience. When I will go there, I will have experience and explain. it may be there. We should do bhajan, and by the mercy of bhajan, we'll know by and by. We'll meet again.
So 9th, 10th, and 11th, you have to take rest.
And today is 9th.
Yeah, today is 9th.
What is your program?
Our program is to leave for Calcutta on the 12th afternoon. Late afternoon.
What you are doing?
I was also made up in my mind that up till 10th I will be here. After that I will go to Calcutta and arrange my going to Mathura.
So you are leaving tomorrow?
Now cold has caught. I will have to wait until this goes away.
So you may also leave on 12th?
No.
Nothing fixed?
Nothing fixed. It depends on my health. And your program?
I'm also leaving late 12th.
Any other program is there for you? All programs have been finished, only for my big thing. And you?
So you will not leave tomorrow?
Huh?
You will not go to Calcutta tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. I'm looking.
Yes, to rest for some days.
And if you see that I'm right, then I will take it. At first I had decided that I will go Mathura, I will start on 30th. But now I see that it will not be.
So, when should we come again? What is your...
If you want to come one day for full rest, tomorrow,
day
after tomorrow you can come and see me in what condition am I.
What time should we come?
When you want to come.
As you...
After 3.
Morning better or afternoon? What is better for you?
Evening 4 to 5.
Like today? 4:30.
No, 4.
We came today around 4. Between 4 and 4:30.
You're feeling better today? No.
Doctor has given me medicine, but that medicine is so
strong.
I think this weather is very difficult.
So
in
what?
Our month,
how many people have that
cold? Because nighttime is cold. And daytime is somewhat warm, but not really warm. Change of season. In the West, you don't find much.
India, the change of season.
India, there is no so many seasons. In India, it's two seasons.
Yeah, it's true. And also, in India, there is no protection from the weather. It means whether you are inside or outside, it is all the same. But in the West, you can completely control inside the room the climate. So it's the same all year. Tapa Bhumi. So we will let you take rest.
Our program was itself to go everywhere.
Yeah. What to do? Next year?
Next year. And if you can get you cannot wait. So many problems. You should go. And also, I don't want to waste more years.
You also should not go. No, I'm not going to wait. We are all eager to. Not eager, but we must go.
For our duty. You can wait till 12.
Well,
if I'm better tomorrow,
then
yeah, after tomorrow,
we can go somewhere.
You can come here.
No, we will come.
Then for one day we can go
anywhere. And
12. After that, 12 hours. 11?
11 or
12. Today is 9th?
Today is 9th.
9th? 10?
10, 11, we have to. Means that we would go on the 12th.
Mm. You want to start from.
But we can still go.
No, we can go if you want 12.
12th morning we could go if you are feeling alone.
Yes.
But one thing I feel, honestly, that if Maharaj goes with us, that would be a little exhausting. And then he has to make a trip to Calcutta, and then he has to make a trip to Missouri.
One thing can be done. If I go, I will show you only the places. And another time, being in here or Vrindavan or anywhere, we can describe all these things. And if you have seen all these places, then anywhere we can discuss.
Well, we had another idea though.
What?
Just to go to one place and just sit and go deep and deep and deep and deep in one place.
This is better. This is better.
Just like even tomorrow. Of course, we have gone everywhere here. But that is a better idea. If there is some special place.
All our special places. When we go to Madhadeep and Narsingapalli, we return from Narsingapalli, we come across Madhadeep. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells that it is dawn. Krishna has played on floor. All cows has been gathered. And he is now going, prepared to go to his ghost, that is Nanda Bhavan. Sun is going down. Everything has taken bath, every prakriti in samsara is like gulal, you know?
Gulal.
Gulal. Red color.
For Holi.
Mm-hmm. Every prakriti has taken its bath in sun rays.